We have a special guest on our podcast today, Beata.
Oh my God, he's my favorite.
What?
Okay, no, you're second favorite.
Yes.
Jesse.
That still landed me on the top.
By the way, we did some research, and apparently you guys that listen to our podcast love it when we just talk. We don't get fancy with celebs. We love our celebs, but you want hardcore football
knowledge.
Knowledge.
I've got a lot of it.
That's the last thing I would have think that thought everyone was going to download this podcast for.
Yeah, well, if you want knowledge, this is not the show to listen to.
Mm-mm.
All we do is talk football. Welcome to All We Do Is Talk Football, the football podcast about football by two people who know just enough about football to have a podcast about football. JoJo and Beata.
I know, Beata, your team is so great. Everything you do is great.
I know. It's great. God. Amazing.
Jesse, we're
amazeballs.
As I'm pumping her up to be kind of funny, and speaking of our little Kiss FM fantasy football league, I'm being funny, but we are, unless things go crazy awry, I think that's the word, we're playing for second place.
Guys, I lost last week to DJ Drew.
Yeah, but you had a 200-point week. Anybody that plays fantasy football knows that maybe you never get that ever in playing fantasy football. 200-point week. So I'm kind of right there with you, JoJo, especially because I'm 0-4.
Are you really?
And how long does the season go? I was trying to do the math if I won out. how many? Because fantasy ends. It ends before the 17th week.
It's 13th week.
So week 13 is
the last week of our regular.
So can I even? So like back to your question, JoJo, can I even be second if I win out and I'm 9-4?
If you're 9-4, you would make depending on whoever the other who's
See?
In your division.
I'm the opposite of what of Chewy. Chewy is in last place in the one division. I am the last place in another division. I think you're at number one, JoJo, in my division.
Well, I'm 2-2 in the Kiss League. So I had a rough week last week, man. I was talking to DJ Triple XL, who has the team every day. I'm Russellin' because he loves Russell. You know that,
right.
All that. And he got me all excited. He goes, JoJo, no, DJ Drew said this. Dude, you're lucky, dude. I'm like, what? You're playing Beata on your on her bye week, on the Kansas City bye week.
Oh, which how many Kansas City players do you have right now?
All of them.
Have all of them.
Hold on, I'm going to your team.
Well,
I have three. Go
ahead.
But hold on. Real quick, though, I'm not playing you on Kansas City bye week. So I was excited for nothing.
Ugh.
So there's that. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hold on. What's your team's name? My Mahomies.
Because of,
Mahomes, whoever.
The number one quarterback in fantasy football.
How old is he? 14? Look at his picture. Is he out of high school?
He's
fresh out.
This is his second year in the league. Last year he didn't play. He played one game last year, but it's technically his second year.
Wait, and Beata, you have Kamara?
I do.
And she has Tyreek Hill, the wide receiver.
Yeah. Oh,
and she has
Cooper Kupp, Kelsey.
Kelsey. You have Kupp, too, in the Kiss. I was trying to get him. I tried to draft him, but you beat me to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me ask you a quick question. Then, off the topic of Beata's all-star fantasy team.
And then I still have John. Do I have John Brown on this? And I have John Brown because I do love John Brown.
Why did I draft Josh Gordon, and I'm still, on Sunday mornings, sweating, excited that he may play and do something for me? When will I give up? What week will I give this up?
You know, similar to me, I have, I didn't draft him, but I picked him off waivers, Dez Bryant, thinking, maybe.
Right. How could you not? How can that ever be a bad pick?
Well, we got excited because we saw pictures because we were looking back. Guys, look out the window.
Oh.
No.
Come on. EJ.
EJ is creeping out the studio door.
Yeah. That's what he does.
He's a creeper.
And here's what's going to happen. EJ's going to hear us talking about football, and he's going to creep right back out the door. Remember? Remember last time we talked about football with EJ?
EJ, grab that mic over there. Go ahead. Take a seat.
Can I please defend myself of that night, please?
He was there for the thing.
The draft. Buffalo Wild Wings.
No, he wasn't there for the draft. He walked
he came
in
later. That's right.
To be seen, and then literally walked before anybody could even say, hey, do you want a drink? He looped
offered a drink. I came there, and I was like, no one's giving me the proper attention that I deserve.
Okay.
And
EJ is honest.
So
I love that
answer. Okay.
Wait. Hold on. Why has it got to be about you? You came to us, to our event, to our party. Yeah, you're EJ. New to us. But you should come to us and be like, I'm here, guys. I love y'all.
I'm here to support.
How are you?
But you knew you knew.
I love you.
You knew
nothing.
I could not.
I got
you
nothing.
Well, you knew
nothing.
I had nothing. Like, I knew nothing about what was going on
that night. It's not about what's going on that night. It's about us. Do you not like us? Do you not want to spend time with us? Do you not want to love us and appreciate us for the people that we are?
That's pretty much
it. Are you too good to hang out with your friends?
Yep.
I heard it was because there was a pho restaurant next door and you wanted to go get pho. Just to make it simple. I heard there was a noodle necessitation for EJ.
We did go to this restaurant after that because it was like...
Okay. Anyways. I thought wings were your thing.
They are.
And so you couldn't sit with your friends and have some wings?
But you guys weren't even paying attention to me.
We had a draft going on. We had to focus on the draft.
You couldn't even come in and sit down. There wasn't even enough time to have a conversation with you.
I think I sat next to you, Jojo, or Alex. I think I sat next to...
You did not.
Maybe Alex.
No,
Jojo was across.
Lies. Because Alex was by the wall. There's no way you sat next to
him.
Oh, my God.
Lies.
Jojo, will you take control of this podcast right now?
This is going straight to hell. All this is going straight. EJ, you're a bad person. We're going to ask you to leave now.
Okay.
Going to ask you to leave.
I'm about to go get some chicken wings right now. Mic drop.
Mm-hmm. No, you can say
love you, buddy.
You can say we love you. No, we don't.
No.
I like EJ a lot.
He's a great guy.
I don't.
Yeah.
You don't.
No, I don't.
Shut the door.
He's never going to want to hang out with us again, guys. You know how much he's regretting poking his head in the window right there?
He doesn't want to hang out with us anyway.
I know. That's okay.
He had the chance.
We can talk about football.
We even had wings.
Being the new guy is fun. Yeah, right.
Wait, guys, let's talk crap about DJ Drew. He's in first place.
Oh, my God.
Let me go just
run through his team.
So mad.
He just picked up Flacco on Friday, who had a ridiculous Sunday.
Did he start him this last
week? Yes, he did. He got all those points.
Who was his starting quarterback before Flacco?
It looks like it was Alex Smith.
What? Well, he was on a bye.
Okay, gotcha. So that's exactly what happened there. He's got Thomas, wide receiver out of New Orleans. He's got Jarvis Landry, or was it Jarvis Landry?
From Cleveland.
Cleveland wide receiver.
Jarvis Landry.
Man,
yeah. Jarvis.
He got lucky with Cook, the tight end from Oakland.
I don't know, man. He is on cruise control.
He got lucky.
He has David Johnson, the running back, which arguably one of the best next to Zeke.
But he had a good week last week, but he's been underperforming for the better part of the year.
He got lucky with Cook.
You think
Cook gave him 30 points. He's been averaging
Brandon Cook from
11 or something like that from the Raiders. He's a tight end.
No, Jared.
Right?
Oh, Jared. Oh, gotcha.
Jared.
Okay.
Jared Cook. Yeah. 30 points.
Had,
dang, I'm seeing that
had,
right now.
Yeah, 27 first week, but then he had 8, and then had a 31 point. Like that's a lucky one.
Look who he has sitting on his bench. How do you say his name from Philly? Aguilar.
Nelson Aguilar.
He's got him on the bench as a wide receiver.
Man.
No, he's got him starting. Had him starting.
We gotta.
Who is Drew's MVP right now? If you had to pick one, like over the entire, because he's 4-0, he's doing something right over a four game span.
It's got to be Thomas. It's got to be Michael Thomas, the wideout.
Which is that's the one Beata didn't like at the beginning of the year. I don't know why he didn't
like him. He's 22 points average right now a week for a wideout.
Well, he also has Woods. Woods does good for him from our
Jojo. Answer this question for me. Did you draft your team based on this being a wide receiver heavy league?
Well, I went heavy running back to start it, but
me too.
But I did know I was trying to take into account that I was hoping that some of the receivers I picked up late were going to pan out for me, and I dropped one and regretted one of my drops, which was Calvin Ridley.
Oh,
I dropped him because he was doing nothing, and I needed some bench. You know, I needed to do a little flipperoo here and there, and I regret that. But I have made some other picks. This is the first year I've made a pick or a waiver pick based on the fact that this is a keeper league. So I picked.
Oh my gosh! Can we talk? Reset that up for me. Reset the keeper league thing up.
Every keeper league is a little different to my understanding, but the way ours works is if you can keep any player that you drafted in round three or below.
Or below.
So next, so let's say you picked
Patrick Mahomes in the 10th round.
Oh, there you go. Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
I have something to bring up to you later, Beata, which I think I know the answer to, but it has to do with this. So you pick up Patrick Mahomes in the 10th round. And then, okay, we play this year out and everything's great. We come back to next year's draft, 2019, and I want to keep Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
So when it comes time for the 10th round, your pick, you don't pick anybody.
Patrick Mahomes is waiting for you there.
In the 10th round.
So it's waiting even if like he's like the number one quarterback to be
even
selected.
If he's the number one quarterback.
I'll get him in the 10th round.
Dang.
Because I initially
Wait, so we don't want to play with Beata next year then, right?
No. Hell no. No.
We have to have the secret underground kiss league. Oh, my God. And we'll, like, entertain Beata's league.
Guys.
I'm kidding.
And if you pick somebody off a waiver, it counts as a 10th round pick. And if you pick somebody, like, I had Calvin Ridley in, like, the 13th. Mm-hmm. Dropped him. But if I pick him back off a waiver, somebody drops him, I pick him off of waivers, it counts as a 10th round pick mm-hmm. at that point. Now, I have a question for you, Bia. She picked Connor, what's his name? Pittsburgh running back? Connor Cook?
John
James.
Connor?
John Connor.
James Connor, whatever. James
Connor. You're going to have James Connor. She picked him thinking,
he would be my keeper.
And now you got Patrick Mahomes. I think it's going to be Patrick Mahomes as your keeper.
I think so too.
I don't think he's had the chance to run. It's been his show so far, and he hasn't excited me. Patrick Mahomes.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, he's the guy.
So with Le'Veon Bell coming back for the bye week and then what, he's still going to not play or whatever?
He's trying to play it smart for his, and some people hate it, but he's trying to play it, he's trying to make a business decision here.
Yeah.
And I get it. Look at what's Earl Thomas from the Seahawks.
Dude, broke his leg.
Poor guy. You got to hate that. So what's going to happen with him is he's going to sit out the rest of the year. He's going to be a free agent.
So cross his fingers, his worth is still what it is, you know, with a bum leg now.
Cowboys to go after him next year.
Oh, you think so?
Yep. They wanted him this year, but they didn't want to give up a one for him. So
yeah, he seems like a mean Cowboys defender.
And he'll be pissed with a chip on his shoulder. So I'm hoping that works out. But my Cowboys stink right now. All right. Well, not stink, but they stink. All right. So what do we got here? What do we got?
All right. Let's talk about waiver wires right now. Okay. All right. So now we're all talking about our teams. Who's shuffling? Who's moving? We got bye weeks kicking in.
Can I tell you something I did? And you got give me your feedback on this. And once again, I did this pick. I got this guy off the waivers, a couple of guys off waivers. I need some running backs because my first pick overall, Leonard Fournette, injured. My second pick overall, Dalvin Cook, injured.
Yeah.
I'm just hurting at running back, you know? So I needed a running back, and I didn't start either of these two, but keeper league, I need somebody to kind of start eyeing for next year's keeper league. So I picked up Nick Chubb.
Oh, my gosh, from Cleveland.
Chubb's great.
Yeah.
Chubb's, if he's out.
Is he a rookie?
He's a rookie.
He's good.
And they got him in the second round, which basically, Cleveland, top of the second round, which is basically a low first round pick. So they have high hopes for this guy. And Carlos Hyde has been known to get hurt from time to time. So I'm ready with Nick Chubb.
As long as Baker Mayfield can really keep kicking it up and doing his thing, it's going to take the pressure off Chubb, and he'll probably just get those default yards.
Exactly.
Dang, that's a good pick.
So I got Chubb, hoping that plays into my favor at some point. Also, I grabbed, because the running game for Tampa Bay has been just a mess, I grabbed Ronald Jones, the second running back for Tampa Bay. Now, he's not as high up on the food chain, I don't think, as mm-hmm. Nick Chubb, but I mm-hmm. grabbed him off the waivers. Those are two guys on the waivers. I saw in our other league, we have an auction league, I saw the running back for the Patriots. What's his name?
Sony Michel.
I saw him on the waivers over there, which I'm stacked at running back over there. I don't want to drop anybody.
He's a rookie too, right?
He's a rookie from the same team. I think Clemson, I think.
As Chubb?
Yeah. So there's some running backs, depending on which league you're in.
But see, that's the thing. I'm feeling like now all the weight I put into running backs is stupid because we have so many receivers out there that get points. And if we have four receivers, was it four receivers started? Oh, we got three with our flex.
Three with the flex, yeah. So I started two tight ends last week, but OJ, what's his name, from the Bucks?
Howard.
He got injured, and he's on the Bucks, and all that. Fitz magic is gone. Oh, my God.
He's not gone, guys. He's not gone. Just breathe.
They're doing the Winston thing now, and it's just I wouldn't pick up Winston. I mean, I guess you could if you needed him, but there's other quarterback options. So.
Wait, can someone? Let's go back to the Tampa game. What the hell happened to Fitzgerald? Fitzpatrick. Excuse me.
Yeah, Fitz magic, as they say.
It's out.
He was. They were getting blown out. And it wasn't all his fault. I didn't see the entire game, but they were getting blown out at halftime or by half. So the coach makes a flip and puts in Winston at halftime. And they were down by a lot and put Winston in a bad spot. So to be fair,
touchdown.
He got a touchdown, but he got a couple of picks as well. So fast forward to this week, he's now the starter. So 3 weeks of Fitz magic, lighting it up, and 1 week, laying an egg. It was against Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm. Which is a tough D.
A tough D.
Yeah.
I would stick with Fitzpatrick. Would you not?
I'd still stick with Fitzpatrick. I mean, don't worry. Winston's gonna suck anyway. It'll be fine.
So yeah.
He's gonna. I wouldn't be surprised if they flip him again.
Would you drop Fitzpatrick?
No, I would hold on to him at least for another week or two.
Yeah, because I think Winston's had his opportunity to be that special Winston's quarterback, horrible. And it's past him now.
But they're going
to
give it to him because, of course, he's the number one over him.
Yeah,
so there's that.
Yeah, but let him go in. Let him throw a couple interceptions. Again, it whatever.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm looking at my team right now. I really think I have a super good team, and I think I could win out these nine things. I have Josh Gordon on the bench, Moncrief on the bench, and Devontae Freeman on the bench. And I don't even need them in the game right now.
Devontae Freeman is, he's injured, but he is a baller. By the way, has anyone, I submitted a trade to, I forget who, and I got rejected for my first trade.
Oh, great.
I submitted Matt Ryan. Mm-hmm. And Amari Cooper, who had me, he's inconsistent, but he has potential to light it up, and he had me 20 points last week.
I still like Carr, even though everyone hates him.
Yeah, for Galladay, the receiver Galladay, and some other receiver. It was Edelman, because he was suspended.
You were doing like a blockbuster four-player trade or something like that?
Two for two, and I was, Edelman who was, I wanted Edelman who was suspended last week.
Right.
And Galladay from Detroit for Matt Ryan, because I've got Drew Brees, which I'm glad it didn't go through now, because I want to keep Matt Ryan, because he might be my starter now, and Amari Cooper, who, once again, consistent, but he can put up some points at times.
Who denied that trade?
I'll figure out who it is.
Come on, Chewy. It's probably Chewy.
I don't think it's
Chewy. No, okay, he's not even, you want to talk about Chewy?
He's not even setting his
lineup.
He
would have won this week if he would have set his lineup, because he had Jared Goff.
He had like 50 points or something?
Oh, my God.
And it's not like he had the mistake of starting the wrong quarterback. His other quarterback was Cam Newton, who was on a bye.
So there was
so
a no-brainer.
He would have started Goff.
He's a damn mess.
I love him trying hard. I'm 0-4, and Chewy's just like not even setting his lineup, and who cares?
And I went through and I like added up numbers. I was just like, if he would have, because like first week, so I went in after the second week. Because somebody's like, he's got people that are injured that aren't even playing, IR. And so I went through, and as the commissioner, I went through and I adjusted his team. I dropped the IR people. I picked up some new people, and I set a lineup for him.
Oh, look at her.
Well, because it's not fair to everybody else to have an easy win.
You don't even notice that till like the second week usually. Like no one would notice that a person's team is so out of whack until like the second or third week. So I went in there and started.
Yeah, and so I started like tweaking it, and I tweaked it for him, and I set it up. No, after the second week. Because he had two losses, and because the first week, he would have won if he would have taken the person that was on IR out of his lineup and the other person that was out of his lineup, he would have actually won.
Just to put anybody in there.
Whoever's on his bench, I looked and he would have won.
Would have won.
And then second week, he would have lost by maybe 5 points. And so I was just like,
Chewy.
So I went through and I set it up. And then, of course, the one week I didn't look at it.
He just.
Because I wasn't thinking like, Thursday
off.
Game. It was a Thursday night game and Jared Goff on the bench.
The first 2 weeks that you did not set his lineup for him, which is not your responsibility, was he playing you one of those 2 weeks?
No.
Because I wouldn't have said it if you were against me. I'd be like, I'll set you next week. Let me see, I got the waiver wire. I want to look at your team.
Yeah, mine's Ricky's team. I like to use a pseudonym.
I beat you already.
Yeah, you did beat me, I think, the first or second week. And I'm trying.
Why is it called Ricky's team?
You know what? My favorite character in a movie ever is Ricky Slade, who is a Vince Vaughn character in this movie called Made, which was like Swingers, like the second edition of Swingers.
Oh, I love Swingers.
And so Ricky Slade is like my alias or whatever. So that's where that came. That's why it says Ricky's team on there.
All right. So you got Aaron Rodgers.
I have a great team. Go through that team and tell me that doesn't look like a
dude. You've got Zeke.
I have Zeke. I have one of the best. I have like the number two receiver, Thielen from Minnesota. What's his name?
Adam Thielen.
You got to get rid of Tyler Eifert. Had a crazy injury this last week. He's out for the season. So you gotta dump him.
I got to get rid of him.
Look at that. He's got Zeke Elliott. You got Johnson, the running back from Detroit, who's had
an awesome year so far.
Yeah, he had the first 100-yard rushing game for Detroit in I don't know how many games. I don't think he had that last week against the Cowboys, but he had a pretty good second. He had a touchdown against the Cowboys. Crabtree, not hating that. He didn't do great last week, but still, you know, you never know. Fuller,
he's
Houston.
Awesome. He's just a little injured all over the place.
How is Devontae Freeman? How's he looking? He's got to come back at some point.
Yeah, it says questionable now.
It says he
was able to practice.
Coach Dan Quinn says he hopes Devonta Freeman will return week five at Pittsburgh.
We're gonna go 9-0.
I'm telling you, I wanted to say that to you guys because I wanted to know if I could still hang in there. I'm gonna keep rocking it because if I can win out, and I've already played you, Beata, which you're. And I played Drew.
You've already taken your beating from Beata?
The two top players. I got my butt kicked by Beata. Drew set me up proper last week. You know what the worst thing about fantasy to me is sometimes when you score 160 points and still lose?
Oh, that's the worst.
I feel like I want to quit the whole thing.
Well, I felt bad for Alex because the week that I played Alex, I think it was week one. It was either week one or week two I played Alex.
Yeah.
And she had the second highest point total for the league. And I beat her.
Hey, who is that?
That's what you're doing to everybody this year. You're doing that to everybody.
Except for DJ Drew, who beat me because I didn't start Cooper Kupp and he was on my
bench. Oh, my God. Ugh.
Bad coaching on my part.
Yep. I questioned myself. A rare mistake.
I had him on my lineup, and then last minute I was like, I'm going to flip to nope.
I can't
I'm not
stand
doing
those decisions.
Hey, who's Easy Drake Oven?
That would be Kevin.
He's the one that rejected the trade. So,
good old Kevin, first year player in our league. I feel
he's,
like there needs
legit.
To be.
He's legit. Hmm. He heard me talking. He heard the podcast when I was talking about how I tried to do the little
play. Okay, he was very upset. Like, that's not true. That's not true.
Yeah, I tried to be Beata's wingman.
He started showing Cousins.
Yeah, well, he was.
Oh,
Mahomes was still on the board. And okay, Kevin, this didn't work, but it's a fun story. Mahomes is on the board, and I have a feeling that Alf or Kevin are going to get kind of cute and pick up Mahomes because I think they're the type of people that would pick up Mahomes.
They didn't have a quarterback yet.
No QB. So, you know, most of the time if I'm in between two people and I'm looking at somebody, I'll hold the phone kind of, because I had it on my phone, I'll hold the phone away, you know, so you know, I don't want to get them to get a beat on who I'm looking at.
Yeah.
But I looked up and I pulled up Kirk Cousins. And I was like, and I held it so he could see it. Like, I think I might get Kirk Cousins. And I already had Drew Brees. But, you know, I made one backup. You know, so I was like holding up Kirk Cousins so he could see it. And then he ended up picking Kirk Cousins. So I thought maybe it worked. Like, just to get him away from Patrick Mahomes. Because I didn't want either of them at that point.
That for Beata?
Like, I did it for Beata.
That was premeditated that you kind of did that?
Yeah,
I didn't know he was doing that.
Yeah, she didn't know it. But it didn't work according to.
He knew how much I wanted to call my team my Mahomies.
Got it.
That's all I talked about.
So you know, I thought it'd be fun, but you know, I tried. Beata, I tried.
You're such a good team player.
And it worked, but it didn't work. He picked him because he picked Cousins. He just wanted Cousins, according to him.
Is Cousins playing?
Oh, he's doing great.
He's doing good. I haven't seen him all year.
Matter of fact, he's starting for Kevin, and he's doing pretty good.
Yeah, he's doing great.
I know he lost the game last week against the Rams. Who wouldn't lose?
But
to that?
He had a great week. Because I have him on one of my other teams.
All right. I got the waiver wire open.
Let's go.
You can go through a couple of players here.
Number one, let's talk for this week. I think Bortles should be available in a lot of leagues, and I think he's a great matchup this week. So if you're like stuck in a bye week.
Who's he playing this week? He's
Who is Jacksonville playing this week? My phone just died, so I can't.
No Mariota?
He didn't put up enough numbers up.
No, I'm telling you, Bortles this week is going to be your guy to go to.
Okay.
I'll just check it real quick.
Is Derek Carr really on our waiver wire?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know if I understand that.
His coach is John Gruden, and he sucks.
Yeah. John Gruden definitely got himself into a 10-year, $100 million situation.
Awful. Can I fall into money like that for sucking at something?
Right? I mean, or for just people thinking you're going to be good with no proof? Like, you know,
like, how does that happen? How did I become one of those people? Because there's a lot of those people out.
Jameson Crowder from the Redskins. Yeah, is that who's catching all the Cousins balls? Is that who his number one guy is? Well,
that's Redskins. That's you're talking.
No, Cousins is on Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yes. Oh, that's just from Thielen, my guy.
Thielen and
Diggs.
Love both.
Yes, and Rudolph.
I got Rudolph.
Jameson Crowder has a 14 point game average for fantasy points, and he's on our waiver wire.
And he is on
Crowder's great too.
Crowder is Redskins, you said?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Redskins.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
He's a good one.
Who else we got on our waiver? Let's toss some names.
Who's
on Jess.
Hines?
Indy. Yeah. You got
Indy. The running back.
Rennie, that guy.
He's more of a receiver, but in the running back slot, which is whatever, you know.
Whoever his matchup is this week, they have the really easy matchup, and since
they're playing Indy. Oh, I'm sorry, New England,
and yeah, because New England, and so they're really tough on the runs. So they're going to be doing a lot of little dump balls to him. So if you're in a PPR league, I would look at Hines picking that kid up, and
I mean, look at him.
They're saying that Cameron Meredith, wide receiver from the Saints, is starting to get more looks than Ted Ginn.
Hey, who is the receiver? I don't think he's on the waiver in our league, but once again, Jacksonville. His name is Didi. DD something. What's that guy's name?
I don't know. Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'll tell you. It's like D-E-D-E.
His
name is.
You think we would know names of people since we're doing a podcast about
No
people.
Way. Think about these. Think about how awesome we are that we know names. They have 3-year average careers, and we still know like a lot of the names.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
DD Westbrook.
Oh, DD Westbrook.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and the Seattle Seahawks are playing. Hang on, no.
Sproles? Darren Sproles still like a viable football player?
I was about to say, don't say that you want to pick him.
No, no, no. I'm just saying he's third on the running back waiver wire.
Hang on. They've got a couple of people ahead of him. He's more of a specialty, not special teams, but a specialty player.
Like a third down back or whatever.
Okay, this week I'm playing Ubiada. Kansas City being your main team. If this is correct, if I'm reading this right, Kansas City is playing Seattle.
It's going to be a tough one.
Kansas City's playing Jacksonville.
Yeah, I know I'm going up against a tough D this week.
Oh, God, that's my only hope right there. That's my only hope.
Well, that's why I'm saying that if you pick up Bortles, because
this could be your
Kansas
chance.
City's defense is horrendous.
Which makes your team, your offensive players from Kansas City, that much more valuable because they have to light it up, and they can. That's why you are whooping it.
Or they're going to throw a lot of interceptions, and Jacksonville's going to get some
some gifts. They're going to get some gifts.
Interceptions for 6 points.
Who's got the? Yeah, I was going to say who's got a Jacksonville defense.
Yeah, whoever's got that Jacksonville.
Probably every damn Russellin has that one. Probably.
Yeah, I'll put money that they're going to do I think I had. Do I have Jacksonville? Yeah. I bet. Oh no, Russellin might have taken it.
I'm pretty sure Russellin.
I got stuck with them in the. We did an auction league too this year. We just did like a random in the office last minute. We're like, let's do an auction league. I've never done one, and so nobody ever did. And so I was trying to jack up the price on Jacksonville. Oh, yeah, because Russellin has them. Because I thought that XXL would want them. And so you have to bet, like, you know.
You have to bid, like,
money.
Bid for it, yeah.
And so everybody was, like, out of money. And so I'm trying to, like, jack up the bid on Jacksonville. And I got up to $9. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking, you know, XL's going to get stuck with it for $10. And then all of a sudden the timer's like, boop, boop.
And you're like, crap.
I am.
And so I got stuck with Jacksonville D for $9. I was like, did that just really happen?
I love the auction league idea, though, at least.
It's pretty neat.
That was a lot of fun.
That's only my second one to do, and I enjoyed it.
I loved it.
Although there's always that one league you focus on more, and the Kiss League is the one I want to win the most.
Well, because you get a ring.
Exactly.
And Sis has two of them.
Who's got a picture of the ring on a pot? So anyone listening to this podcast can go see the rings. Who's Insta is it going to
be? Sisney.
If you go to Sissany,
this year I think she put it up on because she came in with her two rings.
God,
I have a final question before I got to leave.
I got to leave too.
Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
I am hoping by midseason he is a very tradable quarterback because I have Aaron Rodgers and I will probably never start Baker Mayfield. Do you think he's going to have a season where by maybe week 7 I can get another great player on my team?
I think.
Where did you pick him up?
Oh, you're thinking like a keeper, right?
Keeper.
Definitely. Like,
because if you picked him up like 17th round, 18th round, you might be like, hey, I got Baker Mayfield. I picked him up in the 17th round.
He was definitely my. If I had Aaron Rodgers, I sat on it forever then. I didn't pick him till way late.
Which round did you pick Aaron in?
First. He was my first pick.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking maybe he could be your keeper, but I don't think he would.
No.
You want to keep your third for something?
Dang,
good.
Maybe that's what I do. Maybe I just keep him for the keeper for next year. I was thinking of using him as an asset to try to get rid of in the middle of the season, get one or two more good players. Because I know, you know, he's going to be picking up steam. He's really doing good. He looks great.
It's just tough to. I think you'd have to be packaged with someone because there's a lot of quarterback depth on the waiver wire.
Yeah, there is.
But next year, is there going to be as much? Because all these old guys.
You answered my question. Keeper league. I'm not doing a thing with them.
He might be something because you can have, if you have a top flight quarterback that you, when'd you pick him?
I'm going to say 10th. I went through my whole starting lineup for sure before I even got another quarterback.
So you might be even lower than that. You might have a free top flight quarterback basically.
At 13th round or something like that.
Oh, Lord. So.
Well, I love you guys. I'm going to disappear.
Jess.
Where are you going?
Back to San Diego.
What? How long is that drive? You hop in the car now, and how long is that drive?
It's going to be a good 3.5, 3:45. But maybe I'll listen to the first podcast you guys did.
What? You've never listened to our podcast?
Hey, we've got 6 downloads, right, Beata?
Oh, do we have 6 downloads already? All right, maybe we'll kick it up a notch.
Just so you know, you picked Baker Mayfield in the 15th.
15th round? I have to keep him.
Don't dump him yet.
15th round?
He's a starter now, and he's killing it. Tyrod's gone, right?
Here's what you could do right now. This is crazy. You're 0-4. Swing for the fences. Trade Aaron Rodgers.
That's right.
And then see what you can get for Aaron. You need wide receivers. Yeah. You need whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait till Aaron. See what he does this week.
Because I think he's got the highest quarterback average potential. He's 27 a game right now.
I mean, if you get if you keep Baker Mayfield,
start him. Oh man, you're right.
Round.
I mean, keep Baker. Offer. I mean,
all right. I'm gonna put this out there right now, especially for anyone that listens that's in our league. If I go 0-5, Aaron Rodgers is on the block next week.
And what do you?
I think he should be on the block this week.
Hold on. Whoa. Hey, let me get one damn win here. Let me try at least with our boy.
What do you need?
I would say that I did not go hard on my receivers. I don't have consistent receivers. Crabtree is a big whatever to me. Will Fuller is awesome, except for he's injured and not injured and injured and not injured. And then I have nothing else after that, basically. I have Josh Gordon, who, where is he, Patriots fan?
I think this week.
He really is going to play?
I think this is week.
Whatever. Okay. Well, get ready, everybody.
Just, you know, Patriots suck. I love them.
They suck. Are they not doing I haven't paid
attention.
They're
miserable to watch.
It was although it's funny, people listen. The Dolphins are going to go in. This is their year. They wiped the field with them.
What were we saying earlier in the hallway?
Come on.
It's a Chiefs and Rams Super Bowl, y'all.
It's Chiefs
and Rams. It is. Chiefs and Rams.
Mark
I love it.
It's crazy. I was hoping kind of an all LA Super Bowl, you know, but I don't think that's going to happen. It might. You never know.
Because that would mean the Chargers would have to be there. And
Jesse has his thing. You have
Why
a
do
love
you hate
hate
the Chargers so much, Jesse?
I don't hate the Chargers.
Your team name is never the Chargers.
My feelings are hurt, and I'm still waiting for that to...
They're a very nice team. I went in Bolt Alley this week, and I rah-rahed. There's some crazy fans.
Was there a bunch of Chargers fans? I don't know. I always read the newspaper
There was more 49ers.
Yeah, see... What you guys are laughing about lately, which I have seen in the papers about not that many Charger fans in the stadium, that is why we lost that team in San Diego, because you would go to a San Diego Chargers game against the Chiefs, and you're like, why is every person in here wearing a red t-shirt? Like 90%. That was our existence down there, and the fact that it's still happening up here,
it's crazy. Wow. I can't remember. There was a play, I think, that there was something in the very beginning, and it was like a roar, and we were like, rah!
You're like, what?
And you see like something. I'm like, I think we just scored a touchdown. And I run to the TV and I'm like, oh, no, 49ers.
That was funny.
So loud. I was like, oh.
All right, love you guys.
Just take it easy, man.
Jesse.
Wait, bye,
Jesse. Leaving us?
He's...
Yeah. Well, kind of. I'm going to keep
working. Oh, okay. Goodbye.
But then leave.
Bye.
Drive safe, Jesse. Later, man. Oh, wow, Beata. Okay.
I don't know if anybody got anything. I am saying get Bortles.
Get Bortles.
I like Bortles, and then I like the running back, Hines from...
I might go after...
Hines from...
Hines 57?
We'll yeah, Hines 57 from the Colts this week.
I might have to...
Those are my two, pick them up this week.
Yeah, I might have to go with... I've got so many people stashed for when they recover from injuries or this and that, and when I hit a bye week, it's going to be like a wholesale on my team, because I've got so many people stashed that need to prove themselves before I can start. Chubb. Ronald Jones II, which you'll never... That's
I do love Chubb, though.
Yeah, I really am excited about that pick. I'm glad I got him. But, man, I'm just... All my players are injured, at least my top flight players. And my quarterback... I'm going to... Let me ask you this, Beata.
Mm-hmm.
I've had Drew Brees starting, which is... He's
Drew
lit
Brees!
It up. Yay, wee! But Matt Ryan, which luckily that trade I offered didn't go through. I'm thinking about putting Matt Ryan in there now. Flipping it up a bit.
Who's Matt Ryan playing this week?
This week he's playing Pittsburgh. And Drew Brees is playing Washington. So, kind of similar.
Drew Brees!
Would you go Drew?
I'm good. Drew Brees!
Even with Calvin Ridley and all those guys going nuts and Julio Jones still looking for his TD. And
Drew Brees!
All right.
I'm a Brees fan on this one. I don't know why. Wait, who's at home?
See, Matt Ryan is at Pittsburgh.
Nope.
Drew Brees home against Washington.
All right, Drew Brees!
I'll make that switch right now. Here we go. Drew Brees, Matt Ryan bench. Drew Brees, yay!
Oh, and thanks for dropping Matt Ryan in the other league. I appreciate it.
Did you get him?
I did.
I dropped him because you said I could drop him for freaking... What's his name? Fitzmagic! God! Damn it! Oh, God.
I didn't tell you to drop Matt Ryan Fitzmagic.
Fitzmagic. He'll be around for a while. He'll be around for a while.
If people needed a quarterback,
oh, man,
pick him
money.
Up.
He's money.
It can't hurt you. I didn't say drop a top 10 quarterback for him.
In all honesty, in that league, I feel okay with that one. If I'd have done it in this league, you know, I'd have been like kicking myself. But Fitzmagic could be around for a while. They're not going to make a switch. There's no way.
Well, I didn't realize that he was going to poo-poo the field against the Bears.
God, he didn't. He
three
and of
them. I didn't realize that the coach didn't have any cojones and started Winston. stick with your guy for a minute. Why are you putting in Winston?
That's terrible. They're going to regret that.
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
You want to bet some dollars that Winston, that Fitzmagic comes out on the field?
I don't want to bet because I agree with you. I just think Winston.
I hate him.
Just terrible.
He's horrible.
Just awful. Man, why didn't I draft Jared Goff? Man. Or Mahomes.
Right? Well, Mahomes you knew because I was going for Mahomes.
Yeah, well,
but
yeah.
How did Chewy, who didn't even really draft, get? I think I told him to. I think I made him do it.
And I was gonna go for Cup. You beat me to Cup, which hey, you know, I was targeting Cup. And I was looking at Woods too, but I really wanted Cup. Didn't work out for me. I thought Amari Cooper would be doing better.
Yeah, I did too.
But he's not.
Well, because you saw he was with Carr and then thinking, disrespect too.
Now Juju Smith-Schuster, loving him. Off of suspension this week, Mark Ingram's coming back to New Orleans.
Oh, nice.
So I got that. Good Lord. I got to get rid of Howard from Tampa Bay because I don't need two tight ends, especially one that's injured.
Right.
Hopefully Dez Bryant will get picked up by somebody at some point. But it's
Chewy's welcome. I got him because they were going to screw his team. And so I got him Cobb, who got injured. But he did good first week and then did okay. I picked him up, got him Cobb like in the 1, 2, 3, like 9th round.
Not bad.
I picked up Cobb for him in the 9th round. And then the 10th, they were going to do another dumb player. And I was like, no. So then I made him get him Goff.
That, you know, you could, that could be his, that's his,
that's his keeper. Yeah.
Son of a gun. That is just crazy.
Yeah. Ninth round. He gets Goff as a keeper. If I don't kick him out of the league,
which you probably should.
I might kick him out of the league.
Let's end on this just because, well, this is not a really helpful tip for anyone. Oh, it's a tip for me. Who would your keeper be on my team? Would it definitely be right now Chubb, thinking of what the future could bring?
Or Childish Gambinos?
Well, it's now the JoJo on the radio. Yeah, the Childish Gambinos, yeah. Or would you go with somebody like a Matt Ryan, who I got in like the 13th?
I wouldn't do Matt Ryan.
You know who's done all right for me? For a team that's not supposed to do anything, is that receiver from New York, Quincy Enunwa. He's done all right.
You picked him up too off the waivers.
Mm-hmm. He's done all right. He's been a starter for me. He's not killing anyone, but he's doing all right. He's outscored Cooper at least twice. Marshawn Lynch is doing good.
Oh,
great. Thank you. That's awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Well, maybe our podcast should be over.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for checking out the podcast. Hopefully you got something out of it.
Start Bortles.
Pick up
Bortles and pick up Hines from the Colts. Hines 57. Those are my two pieces of advice for you this week.
Yeah, what she said. Don't listen to me. I'm 0-2 this last week. I'm gonna I'm doing the walk of shame after this podcast is over. It's terrible. And no matter what anyone tells you, don't drop Matt Ryan for Fitzmagic.
Never said drop Matt Ryan for Fitzmagic.
Fair point.
I said, if you are looking for a quarterback and you need somebody, you might as well pick up Fitzmagic.
All right, another episode later this week.
And he would have given you two amazing weeks, week two freaking and three.
Hell. I know. God, all right. At the end of every podcast, fist bump to make it official.
Boom.
Bam. All we do is talk.